Massacre. Thursday, 14 March. When I arrive in Auckland and Hine learns that I have moved back to Christchurch, she asks me if I know it is a bad place. It is built on a swamp. Many bad things have been done to Māori there. Yes, I tell her, and remember standing 6 years old in the hallway, the swamp spirits rising up through the floor, walking to school through them, sitting beside them on the bus. Friday, 15 March. The white spirits rise up from the swamp and many bad things happen. The white spirits rise up from the swamp and kill those who kneel and pray and stand and walk and run and punch the windows out with their bare hands and drag themselves through the glass and stumble and fall and find the body of a boy and close his eyes and take his cell phone from his hand and tell his mother screaming through it that her son is dead. And then they stand again and run and run and run and run. We white men who have carved ourselves into statues and guard the four avenues rise. We, Queen Victoria, made of stone, who stares into the air past every kind of massacre, rise. We, far right, we rise. We, skinheads, we rise. We, the white supreme, we rise. We are white ghosts, and we rise up out of the swamp. You cry and shake as if the earthquake is coming. But we are not here for you. We are here for the 3-year-old Muslim boy, for the 71-year-old Muslim man, for the 45-year-old Muslim man and his 16-year-old son, for the 44-year-old Muslim woman, the 65-year-old grandmother, the 14-year-old Muslim boy, the 25-year-old Muslim woman. We are here for 101 Muslims. We are not here for you. You can lock down your schools and your buildings, and your pain can come and go. But we don't care. We have not come here for you. We will not chase you through Hagley Park. We are here on Holy Day Friday for Al Noor Mosque. We will not chase you through Eastgate Mall. We are here on Holy Day Friday for Linwood Masjid. We are only killing the people you have been calling the terrorists. And today, we look like Fortnite. Sunday, 17 March. I watch Jacinda at Al Noor. She is in a black and gold hijab. She says many things, but she has her hand over her heart. She keeps it there. The spirits have sunk back out of sight. You are watching that individual from Australia. You keep saying to me, he isn't us. But I grew up with him. He was Eddie, the skinhead, in my science class. Everybody knew him. He had a Māori girlfriend for a while and wore a Nazi trench coat, which you told me was cool. Remember? You grew up with him. He was Danny, not in your class because he was younger than you, but you watched him walk through the playground with his boot boy boots and his swastikas. It was Christchurch and all the other places back when you were young, and it was cool and it was the fashion. It was the fashion, and you and I were into it. Friday, 22 March. In Auckland, I sit at the vigil. The women of Ngāti Whātua call to the sacred land across Tamaki Makaurau. The women call to the martyrs, to the brokenhearted. The women do the grieving for us. The women remind us of Parihaka and Ruatoki, the murdered and their murderers. The women say that they have been fighting since Captain Cook landed, and after they grieve, they will fight. A white man, who could be scary in another place, hands me a sign and I take it. It says, New Zealand was founded on white supremacist violence. He looks into my eyes. I nod and hoist it to my shoulder. I watch a white woman weep and tell me it is hard to be white. I read a poet say he feels the shame of talking about how he feels. A white poet can only talk about how he feels. I can only talk about how I feel. I can only weep like the white woman and write you this poem that will not end.